these podcast lies that all of these men was going to get older and they was just going to become these rich men. That didn't happen for most of them. Sorry.
Most people just don't want to deal with them because on average, they just are not good, genuine people to be around.
I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it. She says, when he fine, 6'4 with no kids. It's probably literally 0.05%. And this is what she means when she say, I can't find no good man, and I'm not settling for less.
Dang bad.
Me being single at my age didn't come from bad decision making, stupid. It came from me never finding the man that I wanted to be with. I don't know in what delusional world y'all men live in where you think that it was all of these wonderful, great men running around when we was in our 20s and we just passed up on all of these great guys.
See, that's what she's not going to define. Because see, if somebody who's not red-pilled hear that, they might just think she meant just a regular, decent guy, you know, good morals, good values, not hideous looking. No, that's not her idea of a good, great, wonderful guy. Yes, you're single at this age because you made horrible decisions trying to chase a fairy tale.
The attractive men when we were in our 20s were doing what attractive men do, which is be players, talk to a whole bunch of different women, and never want to settle down.
And so what?
When you're one of the most elite men in the city or one of the most elite teens in the city, yeah, you're going to do that. It's human nature. And I'm sure all the guys you ignored and rejected in high school and college, she didn't want to settle down. She was holding out for these top-tier dudes that ran through her. They would say a similar story about you. You didn't want to settle down. You was having too much fun riding 6'4 dudes' pogo sticks.
Remember that?
So given that the attractive men in their 20s didn't want to settle down, that left us with ugly dudes, dudes with kids, and dudes who didn't have themselves together.
Every pretty girl with a nice body, and I don't know what her body looked like, but let's just say she's pretty with a nice body, isn't entitled to a tall, handsome man who got his stuff together. It's not enough for those men to go around. There's not enough 6'5", 40, you know, to 50-year-old dudes with no kids and this and that and swagger enough to go around for every pretty fit girl.
Why not?
Her definition of ugly is any guy below a 9. Her definition of not having your stuff together is making anything under $200,000 a year. You got to keep these things in mind when you listen to these dingbats.
Okay.
It's the same thing now that I'm older. The options didn't go from good to bad. It went from bad to worse, right? Now, instead of dudes just having kids, they got kids and grandchildren. And if you think some of them was unattractive back then, add on now the fact that some of them is out of shape, they ain't got no hairline, and they missing side teeth.
I don't like you, nigga. I don't like you. I don't like your kind. Your whole style is made, nigga, and I don't fuck with you.
This is the part that she don't get. Even though she a cute girl and she fit, you're the equivalent to the nigga with a missing side tooth with three kids by three different baby mamas and can barely afford a bus pass. You're the pretty female equivalent to that. That's what she can't get through her thick skull. That loser guy is your level. And in men's eyes, you're the equivalent of One Eye Earl down at the plant with the weird limp.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
They ain't got no hairline and they missing side teeth. They wasn't financially stable in their 20s, and a lot of them still ain't financially stable. Some of them still paying child support from the same babies that they was having when they was in their 20s.
And what's wrong with that?
Y'all got to start being for real. These podcast lies that all of these men was going to get older and they was just going to become these rich men, that didn't happen for most of them. Sorry.
You're right. It didn't happen for most of those men. But is that going to make your life better? I mean, you could make fun of those men all you want, but misery is still your future. So it might make you feel good temporarily to make fun of those guys, but their life is better than yours. They might have multiple kids by multiple baby mamas and stuff, but hey, they got a family that love them.
You don't know that.
You don't have any kids. You're 40 plus, no kids, never going to have no kids. This is sad.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
A lot of the men in their 20s who was doing all that settling down and getting married were undesirable men. Men on the verge of losing their hairlines. Men who didn't have no bunch of options of women to choose from in the first place.
So you can't stand the guys who keep just using you and throwing you to the curb, but then you can't stand the guys who were wholesome, decent humans and started families. Yeah, you're just a miserable human being. Eventually, you're going to lose your hairline. And you're going to be looking dusty and busted. And you're going to be more mentally ill than these dudes you're making fun of. Because it's a longer fall from grace. And there's nothing you can do to get it back.
And just like anything else, there's always going to be exceptions to the rule. And I'm sure some women got lucky and they were able to find desirable men to settle down with in their 20s. But the exceptions don't make the rule. And I'd argue how many of those women and men are still married to this day. How many of those marriages actually lasted?
I just want to shake some sense into you.
You are super triggered. And you got to say that to make yourself feel better about your pathetic life. You got to be like, well, they probably didn't work out anyway. They probably struggling or, you know, they probably going through it. Those men probably cheating, though. This is sad and sick.
She just hopes that the typical beta chump fools him. Oh my God, she's a princess, dude. She's a woman. You should treat her with respect, dude, because she's a woman. She's hoping she can still get that.
Many of those marriages actually lasted. Shout out to the ones that did. I know how y'all like to rewrite history and pretend as if it was all of these wonderful, great men for us to choose from in our 20s, and we just wanted to be outside and we wanted to party with our girls and we didn't want to settle down. That's not what was happening. The options weren't there back then. Lying, bitch.
None of the men you found worthy found you worthy. Have you coped with that yet? Have you healed from that? So, I mean, since there were no good men and the men didn't want you and your standards are so high and you don't settle, so you didn't settle for one-night stands with 6'4 guys who were fine then, right? Right? You a virgin then, right? Because you don't settle. And if a 6'4 fine guy, you know, didn't want to be in a relationship with you, you surely didn't give him your body, right?
Wrong!
And you're still in the same position. The dudes who older, who are still desirable, they still don't want to settle down. Nothing changes. Nothing changes. It just gets worse. That's the part you're missing.
I think you really deserve to suffer.
So where does that leave you in the equation? The dusties who couldn't get no better, so they settled down. The top tier dudes who don't want to settle down because it ain't worth it, because they end up stuck with old, bitter bitches like you. Even if they do pick you young, you end up still becoming this and saying, oh, you know, I do the dishes too much and I need some help around the house. It's always going to be something. But where does that leave you in all of this? Miserable talking shit on social media as a grown-ass woman.
She has no friends. She's a loser. She's a loner. Yeah, because she can't mentally connect with anybody because she never had to mentally grow. So she has the intellect of a 9-year-old. Women are walking balls of misery that just learn how to look cute, look like something you might want to fuck a few times. But they're all walking balls of misery, man. All of them.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.